Hello everyone, this is Anupriya Chaudhary and you are listening to Mommy Tencha. And this is day 13 of 365 days of gentle parenting. I can't believe it's day 13 already. I have been recording for 13 days and I've been sharing my experiences with you. And a funny incident happened today. I put up an Instagram post updating about this challenge that I have put myself up for, and one of my friend's mothers, she saw it, she saw the post, and she left a message saying all the best and an emoticon which was almost rolling on the floor while laughing, ROFL, yes. And I realized that she understood that it's almost an impossible task that I have set myself against. But I've been doing quite well. I am proud of myself. And I realized that it's all about what is it that you can live with and what is it that you just can't live with. So once you start creating that balance, once you start creating, making those choices, that what, looking at the larger picture, what is it that you might not be able to live with? And what is it that you can just put up with? Life becomes slightly easy. So like, I realize that I can just put up with the kids' tantrums, it's okay. But I can't give in to each and every demand of theirs. So if you remember yesterday, I had shared with you my experience of my younger son throwing a tantrum in the middle of the road because he wanted to buy something. And I put up with the tantrum. I let people look at me, giving me weird looks. But I did not give in to the tantrum. So yes, that's a choice that I made, that I'm okay with the child throwing tantrums, but I'm not okay with me giving into his tantrums all the time. The tantrums will stop automatically after some time. I am assured of that. Some experienced person has assured me of that, that the tantrums will go away once they realize that it isn't helping. I just hope so. This person better be right. So, regarding my day today, it was a good day because I met a lot of old friends, some relatives, visited families who I had intended to visit in Chandigarh. So it was quite a good day, I would say. But then again, every day cannot be, any day rather, cannot go without an incident. And the incident that happened was that the younger son, as usual, wanted to watch some screen. And I refused, and I was in the middle of my coaching class, and he started crying. It was another form of tantrum. He started crying, but I just kept my calm without responding. Reacting was out of question. I didn't even respond. He was crying, and I just comforted him without giving in to his demand of switching on the television. And 10 minutes, yes, I had to hold my patience for 10 minutes. That can be quite a long time when you're dealing with a crying child, with a screaming child. But I kept my patience for a full 10 minutes. And after 10 minutes, he just came and hugged me tight. And he said, "Mama, I think I'm sleepy. I want to sleep." And I did a little happy dance in my mind. Oh, finally, this boy realizes what actually is the problem. So I passed on his night soap to him and he went to sleep very nicely while I continued to do my class. So that's about my day. Rest of the day was quite uneventful from a parenting perspective. It was a calm day. I hope more days could be like this. But obviously, where parenting is concerned, you can't have too many uneventful days at a stretch. So that was about my day as a parent. But then I got a lot of food for thought today. For some reason, I was just contemplating a lot of incidents, a lot of events in my life, and I realized that we as parents, and especially we as mothers, because we are the primary caretakers for our kids, in our culture, mostly that is what maximum percentage of the households practice, that the mother is the primary caretaker. So what happens is that you tend to take some liberties with your kids, and the first liberty that we take is we want our kids to listen to us. And when our kids don't listen to us, that becomes a reason of anxiety, reason of unhappiness for us. And when we are adamant that the kids should listen to us, we become nagging mothers, and we end up in anger, and that anger is reflected in our other relationships, and then other relationships start getting affected. Their behavior changes towards us because we are always angry. And we are stuck in a vicious circle of being unhappy. It turns into guilt then, because you realize that you're unhappy because your child isn't listening to you. And it turns into guilt that maybe I am not doing something right for the child. That's the reason the child isn't listening to me. Maybe I'm not good enough. That turns into guilt. And then that unhappiness and that guilt becomes a habit. It becomes a routine. So where do we break the pattern? Where do I break the pattern? So most mothers, I feel, including myself, we are waging a war between having a carefree, happy life and being a pillar of support. So we are very sure that even if we are unhappy, I am being a pillar of support to my child. But that's not giving me happiness. That does not give me happiness. And the fact of the matter is that until you find happiness, until you find satisfaction in anything you do in your life, be it working on a relationship, you do not find satisfaction. It isn't worth it until then. So the question then becomes that how do you change the situation? Because your grudge is that the child isn't listening to you. The child's grudge is that you aren't listening to the child. Why are you not ready to agree to that? So the question then comes, the question that we need to address is that who are you actually wanting to change? Are you wanting to change the child? So most mothers would answer that we are wanting to change the circumstances. We are intending to change the child. I think somewhere we are just focusing on the wrong thing. We need to focus on the right things, and the right thing is that we should not be trying to change anybody. We come back to that question, what is it that you are willing to live with? And what is it that you are willing to live without? So if you have, you're willing to live with the fact that if for the happiness between me and my child's relationship, a little screen time is okay. Let me grant that screen time to the child. Well, I'm talking that because I am suffering from that dilemma. There is nothing else as of now. That's a fresh dilemma that I'm suffering from. But it could be anything for you. So for teenage mothers, it could be about the teenagers not listening to them or wanting a space of their own in terms of the food they want to eat, the kind of clothes they want to wear, the kind of friends they want to make. Anything. So how much will you monitor or control your child's life? There is only so much control that you have over an individual. So you have to, you know, weigh the different options that you have. That if objecting to your child's friendship choices is going to cause your child to move away from you, a better idea would be that you accept and respect. Respect is a very important word here. You respect, rather, let me change the order. You respect and as a result, accept your child's friendship choices. Bless them with a happy relationship. And ensure that if the other shoe falls, you are there to support your child. Because in that case, your child would have traversed through their journey, would have learned their lessons, and would still have your respect, your acceptance, and your support. And thus, the child will be with you still. On the contrary, if you keep questioning your child for the friendship choices that he or she makes, if you keep telling them, I know something wrong is going to happen. I know if you stay in this company, something wrong is going to happen. And something wrong does go wrong. The child is going to come back to you and saying, that's what you wanted in my life. That's what you were waiting for. That's not going to be a happy and healthy space for both you and your kid. So, the underlying message is that hold your horses, have patience, submit to the process, and ensure that you are there to be with your child without any judgments, unconditionally. Does that make sense? I think that's a wonderful lesson that I am also going to remember always. And that's a good thing that during my coaching session, so while I was contemplating over all these things, I had my coaching class today, and there our instructor gave us a very good insight into the word dialogue. So the word dialogue is made of two parts, and he said it's dia and log. Dia means something that passes through the diameter of a circle. That means the space that can pass through the circle. So dia means passes through, and log means logic. So having a dialogue with somebody, it actually means that you have to pass through the logic. You have to go beyond the logic. You have passed through the logic and you're having a conversation beyond logic. So you're just trying to talk and work it out beyond keeping the logic aside for some time. You're just trying to make things work. Now that's something that I had never given a thought on. And while all these thoughts about, you know, what is it that we expect from our kids, what will make us happy as mothers, and how, what actually unconditional support means, and the process to unconditional support, while I was contemplating about all these things and this definition comes up, I just thought that God, give me the energy and give me the power, give me the patience to have more dialogues with my kids. And that's what I wish for all the mothers in here who are listening to me, who are not listening to me, every mother on the earth. I just pray for every mother to have that patience, to have that insight, to have that mental and emotional ability to have a dialogue with their kids more often. Me included, of course. That's about it for today. I think there is enough food for thought for all you teenage mothers and tweenage mothers. And this was day 13 of 365 days of gentle parenting. You're listening to Mommy Tincture and I am Anupriya Chaudhary, calling it a night. Bye-bye.